Are you feeling tired, out of shape, and unhealthy? We've got the radio show for you. Hi, I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
And I'm Dr. Christopher Green, medical doctor with CHI Memorial.
Join us each Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
for Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
We're a radio show about nutrition, wellness, and healthy living.
Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, provided by Avalon Design.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is a production of Whitfield Media Group from the Vascular Institute Studio. Welcome to Chattanooga Fitness Download. This is a podcast about bodybuilding, fitness, and healthy living. You'll hear from many great guests and a lot of great conversations. And now, here's Sean Whitfield, Darren Johnson, and IFBB Pro Bodybuilder Matt Davis.
And now let's get started with download number 53. Thank you for joining us. I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, Sean?
Hey, I am doing well. I don't know about you guys, but the last time I saw you both, I was pretty drained and tired.
Yeah.
And you guys look like you were as well. I think we all look like we're a little more refreshed today.
Yeah, I was exhausted.
Yeah, that was a lot of hours. I mean, just, and of course, I think, I know I, for sure, speaking for myself, I put a lot of pressure on myself wanting, you know, the event and in anything I'm involved with to be the best it can be. And I know I overdo it and I get uptight and intense and, I try to control that as best I can, but, man, that just turns into 10 times the amount of anxiety that you'd normally have maybe on a normal day when, you know, little things pop up. But nonetheless, the 2022 Chattanooga Fitness Expo is in the books, and there's been a lot of talk, a lot of conversation.
It's been a hot topic.
Yeah, it certainly has. A lot of nice compliments. For the last several days, I've sort of lost track of how many people that I have heard from. I've heard from quite a few by phone calls. I've talked to a couple of competitors, each one of them for a half hour each, asking for suggestions, comments. And I've gotten some really good suggestions, some of which I think we could possibly do, some of which at our current venue, I don't think it's possible. And of course, that's one of the common questions I've been getting is, okay, you had a packed house, you were at maximum capacity, what's next? And the answer to that is, I don't know. So, you know, one of the things that we set out to do when we started this event is we wanted it to be an upscale gala event, something unique, something different. It's not for everybody, but it's one of these things, kind of, you try it, you might like it. And everybody that's tried it so far has really liked it. And to have that ballroom feel, there's just something unique and cool about it, especially for the people in the audience. And when you start looking at locations around Chattanooga, there's not much to choose from. I mean, you can end up at the Chattanooga Convention Center, but you're back to high ceilings, concrete floors, and block walls. And of course, there's a number of galas that go on there every year, Pink Gala for one, but they spend a tremendous amount of money in decorating and all that that goes along with it. So I don't know. We've got some homework to do. I'm not going to say we won't be back at the Embassy Suites, but if we can find something bigger and a little more accommodating, I think that's going to be the goal.
Is Sean implying he didn't spend a tremendous amount of money? Because impressive.
When I say spend a tremendous amount of money, the Pink Gala deal, I bet you they probably spend $20,000 just in the decorating and all.
This year?
Yeah.
Or normally?
Normally.
Oh, normally. Okay. Because this year they had to really make, they really had to spend some money.
Yeah. The Pink Gala is right around 1,400 people, and a table at that is $4,000.
Woo.
Because I've had a table there for several years, so I know what it costs. But, you know, and certainly we're not trying to be a Pink Gala. I mean, that's something a little very different. But nonetheless, hopefully people understand where I'm going with this. We're wanting to try to keep this feel, and we've talked about this many times on the program, what that feels like, and you know, we sort of painted the picture, and so anyway, there's a lot more to unpack and to determine, and certainly anybody out there listening, don't hesitate to send me a message on social media, text, email, whatever you want to do, call me, and open to suggestions and comments, and we'll take all that and evaluate it and see what works and what doesn't work, what makes sense and what doesn't make sense.
So. The open voting for next year's guest poser.
Yeah.
You're going to have to find somebody.
And we've got 11 months to talk Matt out of retirement.
No, I've already been sleeping in on the golf course every day, so not really. But.
So anything you guys would like to add about the Chattanooga Fitness Expo before we move on?
I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was an amazing show. I think it's a very unique show. It brings in so many different genres of NPC, IFBB, WBFF. It opens our show up to so many things because our judging panel has two judges that judge stage appearance, stage, you know, makeup. You know, there's just so much it encompasses since we're not sanctioned that we can bring in everybody to the show, and I think that should be appealing to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I talked to Dr. Terry Melvin, you know, she's at the show and had a table, and she had the best time. She had the best time not just watching the show, but talking to the people who have the other people that were there who was also having the best time. I know I went out and met some people and went to the Nutrition World table, and man, they were having a good time. That table was...
You mean Nutrition Factory?
No, the Ed Jones table.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Yeah, he had a table of, you know, some employees and some friends. They were having a great time. So it was good to see, you know, and hear that feedback of just how much fun people were having.
Yeah, yeah. It was good to see. And things were pretty calm. We didn't have anything go bad.
No.
I was glad that I called in security. Just, you know, anytime you get a group of people together, you know, you never know what can happen.
You know, if you have 400 people in a bar,
yeah.
Party's on, Daddy.
Yeah. There's
I love it. The party is on.
You have two cash bars and you have that many people there all together at one time. Wanted to get you guys' opinion about this. I was going to do this off the air, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it on
Uh-oh.
Air.
Uh-oh.
The event was about 3 hours.
Yeah.
Too long, or we need to shorten it up a little bit?
It looked like everybody was still there.
Yeah.
I think that's one way you gauge it.
Yeah.
I think everybody was still there. So I've not heard a negative thing about that.
Gotcha.
Not okay. at all.
I've really heard not a negative thing about the way the show ran.
Mm-mm.
You know, so I think it was run perfectly. I mean,
yeah.
You know, things moved smoothly. Everybody kind of, you know, got rolling, you know, so yeah. And that's one thing I heard that Ashley Griner, that was her first show ever. One of the competitors in the wellness, she loved the way it just kind of flowed.
You know, the props and the costumes and stuff were such a hit. That might be something that we don't talk about enough on here. You know, the world that we're from, competitive bodybuilding, we're not used to that. But that's something that the crowd just absolutely loves. The people that are participating in it really had some creative ideas. You know, that's something... perhaps we should talk about it a little bit more and encourage more people to participate in that.
I agree, because I think some of the draw to this event is it needs to have a certain percentage of just pure on out entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what draws the audience and draws the sponsors.
Yeah, I mean, that white albino python, I still can't quit talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, Alice Johnson broke that out. I was like, holy cow, that's a live snake.
Yeah, so there was some creative things like that, and then of course we talked on the last podcast about Melvin and Ric Flair. I think anything like that just adds to the entertainment value and makes it that much more enjoyable for the audience.
You know, Napier rolled out to them sunglasses. I was like,
yeah.
All right, Nape, I like that. That's a cool look. I was like, yeah. I mean, his song was Top Gun. He had the sunglasses on, the aviators. I was like, this is what I like about the night show. We're so different. You get 15 seconds, Matt, now at an NPC show.
He did men's physique, so he would get 10
seconds. Mm-hmm. He gets a whole minute. to do whatever he wants to do. And that is the coolest thing, like you said, the entertainment value at night is what really sets this show apart.
Yeah, I would agree. All right, guys, should we start our What's Up back up? We didn't do that on the last podcast. It was a special edition of the post-Chattanooga Fitness Expo, but we could take a couple minutes or a few minutes. Anything on either one of yours mind for a What's Up, or should we presume with that next time?
Either way, I mean, I don't have anything new. I'm back to normal. You know, me and Jim training.
How's it feel to be retired?
Back to, yeah.
How's it feel to be retired?
It's That's the a good same. Question. You know, it really hasn't, maybe it hasn't really sunk in yet, but it's, you know, it doesn't really change anything I do on a daily basis. Like I was joking with Julie and said, you know, I'll see you when you get home from work. Yeah, I'm going to just stay at the house and chill, but it's not that kind of retirement.
Do you think maybe one reason why it's easy for you to accept it at the age that you are and where you are in life is because your priorities are a little different than where they were back in the peak of your bodybuilding career?
Yeah, you know, and I don't even know if it's that, because I still, my mental approach to it is still the same.
When you think about your health and all.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be different, you know, the older you get. So, you know, maybe it just hasn't hit me yet. Mm-hmm. But it was very important to me to do it, you know, in a context that I could digest and live with for the rest of my life. If I say that's the last time anybody ever sees me in that context, and like I told you at the show, with you guys and that crowd specifically, and that group of guys we had out there, and within the competitors that were there, you know, everybody, the people backstage were people I knew. Those are my friends. Most of the competitors were people I knew or I now know, and I consider all of them my friends. And the audience, it's never going to get any better than that. I could do whatever other show after this, and I'm not going to get that feeling from that. So I'm totally at peace with leaving it at that. That's a highlight memory. You know, that was my last shot, so to speak. So, you know, walking off from that, I can live with that.
Darren, have you ever officially retired?
Dude, I wasn't as good as Matt to even retire.
That's
the truth, man. I mean, let's be real, dude. I mean, I was good, but I was never that good where anybody cared I retired. I mean, what I liked is seeing Matt retired.
You underestimate you.
No, I know. My limitations.
No, he definitely does. Yeah.
I mean, but I liked looking at Matt. This is what I respected about Matt. He got up there with two other IFBB pros that are basically close to their primes, getting into their primes. And Matt stood right in there, dude. It was like top of his game. You know, he's not waiting till the wheels fall off where he says, oh, well, you know, no. It's that takes some guts, because Matt's still, if you look at him, very competitive. Legs, amazing. Rear end, amazing. Calves, upper body, chest, arms. I mean, you know, Matt could still step up on stage. And so that's, to me, I was like, Matt knows it's time. He's got that whole idea. He knows it's time. I thought that was cool. I thought that was really cool.
So getting back to you, have you officially retired?
To be honest with you, nah, because I might do this show next year. I call Jody Legend Killer, because he's done gone take out two legends. He took out Tony and he took out Chuck. So I'm like, you know, Jody, if you think about doing this next year, Big Daddy, you're going to have to come with me. I may not do bodybuilding because my legs, they ain't where they used to be. And even then, they weren't all that great. But
we see you in boy shorts.
I'm Roberto, buddy, dude, you better get your Italian rear end ready, because I'm seriously thinking about doing this one for one more. Say adios, because like Chuck, I started with the Chattanooga, and I might as well just go on to end with the Chattanooga.
We're on record, Sean.
I was going to say.
You got the record on?
Hey, all this is going to be on the website, too, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com. So, yeah, we have the ability to play this back in the not-so-distant future.
Because I got some ideas for that night show.
There we go.
Now, the next question. Will you still be living in Chattanooga?
Yeah, I ain't going nowhere right now. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I saw the show, and I was excited about the show. The show is exciting, man. I mean, it's above everything. I mean, the excitement the competitors had, the smiles. You look back at the pictures that were posted, the camaraderie. it, you know, the way Jody and Roberto joked around, the way Napier and Roger and Roberto up to the show, just, it was fun. It looked fun. And here I was in a suit and tie or a shirt and tie, and I'm like, this was Sean and I, and we have to be kind of serious. We can't really have the fun part of it. And I'm looking at all the guys having fun, and I'm like, man, I'd like to do this one more time. I mean, obviously I'm not bodybuilding, but maybe in that boar short, because, you know, I was like.
So it did cross your mind Saturday
night. Sure did, Daddy. I looked at Nina. She and I were handing out things, and I go, you think I can do this? She was like, yeah. And I'm like, okay. I said, I may do just one more, the Chattanooga, because, like I said, like Chuck, I mean, it is where I started. It was my very first show. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to make it our last show, let's make it my last show.
Mm-hmm. Chuck had a lot to do with my decision, too. When he threw his hat in the ring officially, that hit a light bulb in my head, and I said, I've never been on the stage with Chuck Carter. And if I could talk him into doing this, mm-hmm. you know, and just coming out with me, that you know, so I have to thank all those guys again, because that was a great feeling for me to be up there with some guys. I've never been on there with Perry. You know, I've never been up there. Isaiah and I have guest posed together. But to be up there with Tyler, who I have nothing but the highest respect for, and all those guys, you know, Jim, it was amazing.
Isn't Tyler early 30s? I know he should.
Yeah.
Dude, Tyler's posing blew me away.
Did you see him dust off his leg?
Yes. He dusted his leg off. I was like, you're the man, baby. You're the man. I've seen that pose somewhere before, man.
One last thing I want to ask, and then we got to get to a break, and I want to bring on our next guest. You know, Roberto was always catching grief, especially on social media, with Mark Napier, Christian Black, and Roger. Has all that stopped or slowed down at the train station, Matt?
Oh, man, I think they all became friends. They respect each other, and that was a good bridge for all of them. I think they all accomplished something, you know, from the show, and the rest of the group respects the other ones for reaching whatever accomplishment they specifically did. So.
And Roberto got the last say.
He did. Roberto got the last say. Enjoy, big boy, because your time is up. Yeah. you ain't repeating, Big Daddy.
You know you're on the record now,
dude. I'm serious, man. I looked this show. I mean, it looked so fun. I was like, you know, I don't want to be on an NPC stage. I don't think I can compete at that level anymore. You know, because those guys, when you get to an open level and then the nationals, junior nationals. Arnold, Matt knows it's a whole different breed of competition, but this was so much fun.
It's a
fun.
Whole other level of commitment too.
This looks so much fun. I was like, look at everybody out there having fun. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't had that much fun at a show in a long time. I mean, it's been serious, buckle down. You know, Matt, how do I look? You know, get bobby pins, my bathing suits, or my posing trunks are too small. You know, there's so much stress that this looked so much fun. And that's kind of what, you know, that's what really drew my attention to the show is how much fun everybody seemed to have.
Yeah. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be bringing on another guest. That is Bo Weiss. Bo was one of the judges at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. We had hoped to have had two more judges, but due to scheduling conflicts, it just didn't work out today. But nevertheless, Bo's going to join us. We're going to talk with Bo about how some of the decisions were made at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, as well as just get his overall view of what he thought about the competition, because Bo's been a part of many shows, been on stage, served as Mr. Tennessee, walks around with a big ring on his hand.
2017, Matt?
I think 16. 17 he got the Knox, and 18 he got the state.
Yeah.
So it's overall Knox and overall state.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk with Bo, catch up with him, and have a little fun. So we've got that and more as we continue today. The Chattanooga Fitness Download will continue after this brief message from the Vascular Institute studio.
Do
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all each week. Tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download from the Vascular Institute studio, I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. It is time for us to go to the Vascular Institute hotline and bring on our next guest. He's no stranger to the program. I think he's been on, what, Matt? Three times? Four times?
At least three, right?
Yeah. He's four? He's a regular. No question.
So is he now the guy that holds the record?
You know, he could be.
I think so.
Yeah,
he could be. We didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So I want to bring him on with us, and that is none other than one of the judges of the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, and the legend in bodybuilding here in Chattanooga, and that's none other than Bo Weeks. Hello, Bo.
How's it going, guys? I appreciate y'all having me. And I do keep up with the podcast, and I am the guest that's been on the most time.
I want to know.
This will be number four.
Wow. I want to know how you hold all that size cutting grass. That's been going through my mind for 5 minutes. I'm like, because we just saw him on Saturday, and then I've just put two and two together just now. I'm like, how does that work?
Bo lives in the gym the time.
I have to say that's why I think I come in condition every show. I mean, honestly, my cardio when I'm getting ready for a show never goes over 20 minutes in the morning. But I'm out here weed eating, blowing off, and then fighting the heat all day. And then my dad, he doesn't know much about bodybuilding, so he doesn't know what a deficit is. So when I'm in a deficit, he's like, hey, you need to work faster. So I'd have to contribute a lot of my conditioning whenever I get ready for a show for cutting grass, because it's work.
I think we're about to see a whole lot of people with really good-looking yards, because now all the bodybuilders are going out, and they're going to start getting landscaping jobs after hearing that.
There you go.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, if these gas prices don't come down, I'm going to be without a job, guys.
Yeah, that's for sure. Bo, before we get into discussing the judging process for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, how would it have been to had to judge our guest posers that were on stage, Matt, Isaiah, Tyler, and the rest of the guys? How tough would that have been?
Call me. That would have been like Steve Weinberger out there having to judge all them pros. I mean, that's a good lineup, especially in a show like Chattanooga. Anybody that missed Saturday night, they missed something special, because rarely, I mean, the only other show I can think of that has more than one professional guest poser is the Pittsburgh, and that's the biggest pro show you'll get. And Jim Mannion hosts that. And we had three IFBB pros up there at one time, and they showed great. I mean, they got the crowd into it, walked throughout the crowd. I mean, that was something special. And then you go back and you see it, all the Mr. Chattanoogas back all the way to Mayo. Then you got Chuck Carter up there. I mean, that was something really special Saturday night. Yeah. Anybody that missed out, really, you missed out on that.
Yeah, I would certainly agree. Bo, you were one of seven judges at the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, and we also recognized and awarded the Mr. Chattanooga and Miss Chattanooga. And I think, especially from the audience perspective, there's maybe some misperceptions of how those two categories were judged. Could you sort of share with us, from the view of a judge, how Mr. Chattanooga and Miss Chattanooga was judged, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I hold a Mr. Tennessee title, a Mr. Knoxville title. I think the Mr. Chattanooga title is something more special. Let me tell you why I say that. Okay, your overall winners in most of these other shows, other sanctioned shows, they get what's labeled as Mr. Tennessee, Mr. Knoxville, Mr. Alabama, all that. Okay, so that means you're the best I was the best guy that day at that show that wore bodybuilding trunks. Okay, there was a Mr. Tennessee that wore the classic physique trunks, and there was a physique guy that got Mr. Tennessee too. You're not only taking the best in every single class, you're also going to have one guy that's going to be the best in the whole show. Okay, who put the best trunks on that day, whether it be board shorts, whether it be classic trunks, or be regular trunks, okay? So it's something very special. You have to be the best at your craft, whether your craft is bodybuilding, whether your craft is classic physique, okay? So the way we did this, because it's impossible to judge three different classes and say who's got the best, okay? One thing I will say, I've seen a bunch of stuff on Facebook, and I'm all for responding to these guys, let them know, because I've always won my class, but there's been a couple times that I have not won the overall, and I wanted to know why. So I feel like as a judge, I should relay the message on why, okay? I've seen a bunch of things about legs. Well, you got to understand that we don't judge quads, hamstrings, or glutes on physique competitors. That's why they have shorts on. We take into consideration their calves, how well their taper is, but you cannot sit there and judge three different classes, okay? Bodybuilding, you got mass. That's something you have to judge on that, okay? So what we did is the three classes, okay? We wanted to know who had the closest physique to a professional physique, okay, or a top five national show physique. So what I'm saying is if I took Jody, Roberto, and
Melvin,
and I were to take them all and send them to a national level show, who do I think has the physique right now to be in that top five call out or possibly get a professional card, okay? That's not a knock on Jody or Melvin whatsoever. I feel like if Jody comes in 10 pounds lighter, more conditioned, we're not having this discussion right now, and we're looking at a two-time Mr. Chattanooga back-to-back, okay? But at this time, when we judged them on Saturday night, I felt like Roberto had the closest thing to a physique competitor that would do well at a national level show.
Darren, as director of competition, anything you'd like to add to that?
Well, no, but Bo's correct. I mean, that was because when you get the overall winners together, you're no longer comparing apples to apples. You're comparing apples to oranges to pears. And I think when in the crowd all night, they're looking at the judges compare bodybuilding to bodybuilding, physique to physique, you know, classic bodybuilding to bodybuilding. So they think when the three overall, four overall winners get on stage that the judges are looking at those guys and they're comparing them to those guys just as they've done all night. Well, it's not that way once it gets to the overall, because just as Bo said, you cannot compare a bodybuilder's body to a physique body. They're two different bodies, body fat percentage, the way they're built, you know, everything. The criteria is different. If you just went on muscularity, okay, the bodybuilder is going to win 100 Chattanooga Fitness, you know, Chattanooga, Mr. Chattanooga's. The other guys won't, you know, would do it. So you have to judge it upon the class, the individual person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's really important that the competitors, you know, make sure that they're at or present during the competitors meeting in the morning. It's very important that they're there for that. So if for some reason, if you missed the meeting, or if you're not attentive during the meeting prior to prejudging,
the 8 o'clock competitors meeting.
There's an 8 o'clock competitors meeting. There's a competitors meeting before about every bodybuilding show. Am I correct, Matt?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a competitors meeting that they're going to go over all the rules and regulations. They're going to go and they're going to want questions. Do you have questions? Mm-hmm. Okay. So if questions aren't asked, then let's just say the battle's coming up this weekend. If questions aren't asked, then Alan Sizemore is going to think, well, everybody in the room knows what I'm talking about. I must be very clear. Clarity has been done. Move on. Let's get on to prejudging. So, you know, when we had the meeting that morning, we went over everything, all the rules and regulations. Alice Johnson had one question that was taken care of very quickly by one of the judges. After that, everything was done. So it felt like everything was clear, you know, feel like there was clarity there. And so that's why it's very important that you attend the competitors meeting as a competitor and ask questions. Don't be shy. Mm-hmm. When you get in a competitors meeting, don't be shy. There is no such thing as a dumb question. I mean, I was there to answer questions. That's why the judges are there. The judges are there to answer any of your questions that you have, you know. Also, and that's Alan. Alan's job at this battle will be answer the questions. And if there's no questions answered, then we're moving straight forward into the prejudging.
Yeah.
You know, and woo, Bo. Hey, Daddy, get that door, big boy.
Sorry.
But, and, you know, another thing that, I will encourage the competitors to know, too, is understand your poses of your class. Understand what poses are for your class. Understand the build for your class. You know, getting a basic understanding of your class, that, you know, that's going to take you a long ways as far as getting on stage and doing the prejudging, because the Chattanooga now, the prejudging is serious. As Matt said in previous shows, that's where you're going to find the winner. It's not at the night show. The night show is strictly for entertainment. I mean, that's why we have that's why the Chattanooga is so amazing, because it gives the competitors a minute to have fun. You know, they get out there, do their thing, go to NPC show now. Bikini girls gets 10 seconds. Physique guys get 15. I don't know what bodybuilding gets, but they don't get a lot of time. That's what makes the Chattanooga so great, is that the night show's fun. Prejudging is just as serious as everything else. So you know your poses. So an example, if competitor A hits all three physique poses, bam, bam, bam. Competitor B, he steps off. Competitor B comes up, hits eight poses. The judges don't care that you hit eight poses. The judges care, did you hit the basic three? If you didn't hit the basic three, they're not judging you, because they're not judging you on a back double bicep in a class that is not calling for a back double bicep. And so understanding your class and what it calls for is huge, because I noticed that a lot in the prejudging, that there was a lot of just stuff that people didn't understand about the class. And that's something that a competitor needs to bring with them when they come to the show, is understanding the class. And if you don't, ask questions at the competitors meeting. That competitor meeting is huge. It lays everything, the foundation of what's supposed to go on the rest of the prejudging and the rest of the night.
Yeah. Bo, is there anything you could add or comment regarding the judging of the Miss Chattanooga, or is that something maybe we defer to Christine Reno that was on the judges panel?
No, the Miss Chattanooga was just as competitive as the guys, if not more. I mean, those were three great physiques up there at one time. And don't get it wrong, us judges, us seven judges, we had a hard job when it came to the Mr. and Mrs. Chattanooga, because everybody looked so great. And that's one thing that I think is special about the Mr. and Mrs. Chattanooga, is it's one ultimate physique out of the entire show. And I think Haley really, if she were to go to a national level show, she would be in that top five, if not compete for a pro card. She's got a great physique. And then Leslie, I went ahead and said it, Leslie and Melissa, I think they got the best genetic abs of any females I've ever seen, them two, being a mom and a daughter. But no, it's very competitive on both sides, men and women.
Very well said. Is there anything else you would like to add regarding the tough job you and the rest of the staff had with the judging?
No, that was it. I mean, that was a very competitive show. I mean, I'm glad I got to sit next to Jim Pickett all day, because me and him were constantly talking and then getting input from Daryl. And I tell you what, the swimsuit, I really enjoyed that, Sean. That's a class I've never had a chance to witness. Uh-huh. That's some showmanship right there. I mean, I feel bad for Rebecca and them having to judge that, because I was blown away by all three performances. If anybody's never seen anything like that, that was something very special. But that snake coming out, I was about to get up and run away from the judges' table. So, but I do want to say, Sean, that Chattanooga Fitness Expo, if you did not witness that this year, I highly recommend you coming out. I've been in a lot of shows, Sean, and that is probably the highest class, like classiness show I've ever been to. I mean, I turned around, I've seen VIP tables, just outstanding competitors, outstanding volunteers. The way it was ran, it was so smooth. You would never thought that was a second year show as smooth as it ran.
Yeah.
One of the best MCs I've ever seen at a show, and I'm not talking about you, Sean. It was great.
I was going to say, were you at the wrong show if you're saying that?
Yeah. No, but Kim did an awesome job. The fact that she took time to learn a little bit about every single competitor, that was awesome, and that meant a lot to me. Right. That she took that time to learn something about every single person that stepped on that stage.
Yeah.
So, all in all, I have two suggestions for next year.
Yeah, I want to hear them.
I want to be a judge, and next year you cater Ruth Chris to the judges table as well. Me and Jim turned around, and I was like, what's that smell? And I was like, that's that Ruth Chris at the VIP table.
You know what? I think I can meet both of those requests without any trouble at all. But yeah, I certainly appreciate all your comments and kind words, Bo. And man, it's a pleasure to call you a friend, and even more so to be able to have somebody with your qualifications and your resume to represent the judges table, because I feel like we had seven judges that were the most qualified people we could have assembled anywhere in the Tennessee Valley. And it was truly a pleasure to have each one of you there. Matt, is there anything you'd like to add before we end our conversation with Bo?
No, man. I appreciate all the kind words. And I explained earlier, it meant a lot to me to have, you know, all my good friends from the bodybuilding family around, you certainly being one of them, Bo, and Jim and Daryl and Chuck. And, I mean, it was an amazing night for me. So I definitely appreciate you being there.
Yeah. Darren, any final words with Bo?
No, just, I mean, I loved Bo as a judge. I mean, there was the cool thing about being the competition director, I got to sit in with the judging. I didn't get to influence on it. I just get to listen. Mm-hmm. And it was neat how Bo was engaged, Jim was engaged, Kyle, who has 16 to 19 years of international experience dancing, Rebecca's input, Shelby Hammondtree's input was great. And Christine Reno, you know, just how they would just talk about each individual competitor and give the pluses and the minuses.
Yeah.
I mean, it was they were engaged, and that's what you want as a judging panel. You want engagement, because I've been to shows where they've had 87 competitors. The LA Open had 87 competitors in my class. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how are they even thinking about, how can they even, you know, let's be honest here. You know, 87 of us, you know, the show picks off at 7 and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and they still got to go through bodybuilding and this, you know. So that's what I really enjoyed, is seeing how they were engaged with each individual person and broke it down. I mean, that's why the post meeting with the judges is so important, especially to Chattanooga, because you can get so much feedback from these people about what you need to do, what happened, or compliments. Like the one guy, what was his name, Bo? The bodybuilder guy that competed in board shorts, Casey.
Oh, Casey.
Casey was great.
Casey Parker.
Casey Parker came up, said, "Hey, why didn't I, you know, do better?" And they were like, "Dude, if we see you in a pair of board shorts again and not posing trunks, you're out of here." I mean, he was just amazing. I mean, it was like he wanted to know what happened, and he mm-hmm. took it all in.
Yeah. Very well said. One more question, Bo, before we let you go. What does the future hold for Bo Weiss being back in competition on stage?
It'll be a couple of years. I got my hands full with a little one, so yeah, gotcha. He's my number one priority right now, and everything like that. So,
gotcha.
I'm still lift every day. I still do my diet and everything, but it'll probably be another year or two before I get back on stage.
Gotcha. Well, Bo, thank you again for your time, and we will talk to you again soon.
Hey, I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to 2023 Chattanooga Fitness Expo, Sean.
Sounds great. All right, we got a lot more Chattanooga Fitness download to come from the Vascular Institute studio after this brief message.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake. Each Saturday morning at 9 a.m., we're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley. Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder with the Chattanooga Times Free Press as they discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more. For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com. Built by Avalon Design Studios, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download from the Vascular Institute studio, I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis and Darren Johnson. Gentlemen, great having Bo back. He informed us he holds the record now, 4 visits. Pleasure to have him. And I believe he explained things pretty well.
Mm-hmm. He holds the record in number of appearances and body weight.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you reckon Bo's weighing?
Mm,
Do you think he's 250?
Oh, no.
No, he's heavier than that, ain't he?
270 would be my guess.
Oh, wow.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe north of that. I don't know.
Yeah, Bo's big. Big Daddy is big.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty funny. I don't remember if it was during the judges' meeting or what. Daryl slides over by him, compares him next to Bo. Daryl Moses.
Yeah. Not Daryl, not step back.
There's a great video somebody had on their phone of when Alice Johnson came out with the snake. They were behind the judges' table, and you could see Bo and Jim Pickett. And, of course, Jim's in stone. But when that cape came off and everybody saw the snake, Bo jumps back like, you know, in surprise. And so I've been entertained by that all week.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Speaking of Jim Pickett, you know Jim better, much better than I do. But I've enjoyed getting to know Jim better. And he came up to me, I think it was before the show even started on Saturday evening, or right before it started. And he seemed like he really enjoyed, you know, being there and just the overall experience, because I know he's been around shows for, I don't know, what, a couple decades at least or longer. Mm. And so it's always good to hear comments from the veteran guys, especially that's been to dozens and dozens of shows. And so they have something to reference it to or compare it to. And then to say the kind words they do about the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, I mean, that's a high compliment.
No, yeah, for sure. I think he did have a good time. And there again, us old school guys are kind of the same. It's, man, being around the fellas is, I think as we get older, we realize we're not going to get these chances very many more times. And so every time it comes around, we really cherish it. And, you know, that's one of the things that I thought highlighted that night. I've never been in the same building. I guess we never have with Chuck and Jim and Daryl and Bo and
Paul Mayo.
Yeah. And Perry.
I mean, and Perry.
And DJ. I mean, just all of us together that kind of have this bond, and we know of each other. And, you know, and I hope after this, everybody else kind of gets to see that too. You know, we get to see guys like Perry and especially Chuck. You know, the guys that are serious, they know those guys.
Yeah.
You know, but to the more the general fans of Chattanooga bodybuilding, hopefully they know them a little bit better now.
Yeah. I mean, guys, you just think about this, what about the 90s, the 2000s. And I was talking to Kim about this the other night. You think back of those two decades and all the people that came across and were around and was in your life, that they lived and breathed this sport. And think about how many of those you haven't seen in a long time. They got out of it for one reason or another. It's almost like a reunion when you can have something like what we experienced Saturday. I remember when I joined the gym in Fort Oglethorpe in April 1990, and I got to know Chuck and Daryl. It seems like it wasn't that long ago, and here it's been over 30 years. And I cherish those years. I kind of call the 90s, for me, the glory days, because it was just like a big family.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember seeing Tony at the state.
Yeah, well, and you know? I forgot to mention Tony. Tony was right there in the middle of it.
And that's what LA, it was LA Fitness, right?
Yeah.
It's called LA Fitness.
It started off as Club California.
Club Cal, that's right. Yeah, Club Cal.
Then it went to LA Fitness, and of course, or what's his name?
Vic Circolo.
Vic Circolo owned that, the one in Hickson. Gold's Gym, yeah. Gold's where you started, and the one on Lee Highway before it shut down. And, man, those were the days.
I mean, I can just remember, just like Matt says, starting up and looking at Tony going, it's Tony Stillwell. I mean, you know, just being in awe of the guy. Because, you know, he just, it's like you said, each, like Matt named off the timeline. And when he named off the timeline, I was like, yeah.
You're talking about Tony McKinney or Tony Stillwell?
Tony McKinney, I'm sorry. You saw Tony, when Matt named off the timeline of Tony McKinney and Chuck and him and me, it was like, yeah, Matt's timeline is spot on. I mean, it's like, yeah, during that time, you're just staring at, you know, the Chucks and the Tonys and stuff like that.
Yeah. Darren, for those men or women that want to look like Ashley Nelson.
Ashley, congratulations.
You got her ready for the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. How can they reach out to you?
Facebook, Darren Johnson, DarinJohnson.
All right. And you have opportunities to have a conversation with any of them.
Yeah.
They may want to be
Just keep me up on Messenger.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, just give me there and I'll call, text you right back. Or get
and
back
if you get on social media and Darren's not there, it's because he's been suspended. And just holler at me and I'll hook you up with him.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Because day to day, that could change for you, Darren.
No one has senses of humor anymore.
Matt, how about you?
Instagram, Matt Davis, IFBB Pro, at Figure Jewels, at Journeys by Julie, and on the hiking page. You know, she is absolutely terrified of snakes. Uh-huh. Like, that's her one thing in life.
Yeah. That
she's terrified. She held a python the first time. And so, you know, and that was a product of the Chattanooga Fitness Expo. So, Julie, even, I thought that was a nice side note. She overcame, at least for a moment, one of her just completely lifelong phobias with snakes. But, you know, she Alice more or less made her hold it.
Cool. You know, I don't get to see Julie very often at all. I don't know, maybe once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. But I was going to make a request to you. Could you start the process, however long that may take, to see what you can do to get her in this studio and for us to talk to her and have her on the show?
I'll continue. You know, it's been like 2 years I've been working on this already. I will continue that quest.
I would love to have her as a guest and talk about, you know, what she's all about.
Yeah, yeah. She's.
I know she's got a lot of stories, I'm sure.
And I will say this. That was the one little fly in the ointment for me on Saturday night was, as you well know, at the rehearsal, we had it set up, all these guys, Darren, Jim, Perry, Chuck, that inspired me, back out there with Tyler and Isaiah. We're all on stage. The grand finale of my plan for this was to bring Julie out. She had her own song, the song she always used when she would do the posing routine, and she won overall battle at the river and did all this stuff. That was going to be the grand finale, and due to some makeup holdups and mishaps and lashes and the spray tanning and all that, she was ready. She didn't make it in time.
Well, I wondered about that because that was in rehearsal
plan. She got held up and she's texting me saying at 6:30 I'm not going to make it, and you addressed the crowd and opened the show for a few minutes, and I thought, keep talking, Sean, keep talking, because we're going to make it. And even after I got up there and the other guys came out, I was optimist, but it wasn't meant to be. But I can go ahead and say it now. She was supposed to be out there with us all, you know, probably making us all look bad on top of that.
Well, tell her she's got a year to prepare.
I'll convey that.
Because we could have her in it next year.
She can be the guest poser.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, we need
there
one.
We go.
Boom. Yeah. Julie the guest poser.
Oh, yeah.
Booty by Julie. Yeah,
that's right. Hey, I want to let everybody know, or remind those that do know, check out our new website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com. All of the past shows are on there from 2.5 seasons. If you're somebody that's been a guest, or if there's a guest on there you want to hear, everything is identified in descriptions. It's easy to navigate. Check out our new website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com. Gentlemen, any final words? Darren?
No, I'm good.
Matt?
Nope. Good to go.
All right. That sounds great. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Chattanooga Fitness Download, download number 53. Continue to listen to our podcast as we'll be bringing you more great guests, conversations, and topics from the world of fitness, health, and bodybuilding. For Darren Johnson, Matt Davis, I'm Sean Whitfield. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to another edition of Chattanooga Fitness Download. Click on the follow or subscribe tab for all future podcasts, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake.
Don't know where to turn for advice or have questions related to your home? We are your source for useful tips and guidance from many great professionals in the business.
Tune in weekly. Check out our website at yourhomeradio.net, designed by Avalon Design Studio.
Or find us on Facebook. Be sure to like, comment, and message us.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.